I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
It's getting to be that time of summer when Minnesota bear hunters start planning for the season. There's also good news for folks that may want to try bear hunting yet this year. Unsold lottery awarded licenses will be available next week. More details when we return, but first.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappies. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Welcome back. State bear hunters who entered the lottery for bear hunting licenses should be checking their mail to see if they were selected for a license. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources began sending postcards to lottery winners earlier this summer. Hunters can also check the DNR's website to see if they were selected. Go to mndnr.gov and search for licenses and lottery results. For folks selected, the deadline to purchase a lottery bear license is Saturday, August 1st. Then, unsold lottery awarded licenses will be available to any eligible person on Wednesday, August 5th, beginning at noon. Hunters who wish to buy licenses online or via the new mobile app need to create their online account before trying to buy a license. Go to mndnr.gov/buy-a-license. There's a how-to video on signing into the electronic licensing system. Just go to youtube.com and search ELS Login Minnesota. One other quick date to remember, Friday, August 14th is the deadline to apply for the Prairie Chicken Hunt Lottery, as well as for special youth deer hunts.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.